This is John Batchelor, conversation with my good friend Paul Gregory of the Hoover Institution for his book, The Oswalds, the story of his friendship to Lee Harvey Oswald and Marina Oswald in Dallas, Fort Worth, in 1962, before the assassination of John Kennedy. And here Paul tells the story of Lee Harvey Oswald puffing himself up as an assassin, not on Kennedy, but on a man named General Edwin Walker, who in that time period was seen as a right-winger associated with the John Birch Society. But listen to the steps that Walker takes and how Paul puts all this together to connect us to the banality of crooks. Paul Gregory, Hoover Institution, The Oswalds, My Friendship with Lee and Marina Oswald. More of this later tonight.
General Walker, Edward Walker, was a retired general. I think he'd been fired because of his political beliefs, as I recall. He was a mainstay of the conservative community of Dallas-Fort Worth. I think he was a major figure in the John Birch Society. So Lee learned of his presence in Dallas. He was clearly someone who hated Marxism, communism, etc. So it made sense, Lee picking General Walker as a target. He worked on the planning of assassinating Walker for a couple of weeks. He cased his house. He learned about the general's habits. And indeed, one evening, from a hiding spot in the general's backyard with a good view of his office where he worked, fired a shot at Walker, just barely missed. In fact, the barely miss is very similar to Crooks's barely miss of Trump. He then, not knowing whether he had hit Walker or not, escaped via city bus, believe it or not. And that tells you something about how Lee Harvey Oswald operated.